Hello and welcome to Women in Funds, a series of interviews with legal and business female professionals in the fund industry. My name is Dorothy Atwell and I'm a funds and asset management partner in Allen & Overy's Frankfurt office. I'm also joined by my colleague Ruth Ravas, who will be moderating this interview with me. Today, we have the absolute pleasure of interviewing Jeanette Bouls, Head of Debt Fund Management at Deka Immobilien Investment GmbH since 2012. Jeanette joined Deka Immobilien in 2006 in the Alternative Investment Department. She's responsible for the management of a Luxembourg real estate private equity fund of fund with a global portfolio. She's currently responsible for the Deka Debt Fund platform with 1 billion euro assets under management and a team of 5 professionals. Jeanette, we are pleased to have you today. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
My pleasure, Dorothy. Thanks for inviting me and to participate in such an exciting initiative.
So without further ado, let's start with the first question. Jeanette, what made you choose a career in funds over any other industry?
Well, I became interested in architecture at an early age. So after my studies in architecture, I started my career with Arthur Andersen Real Estate. That company merged with Ernst & Young Real Estate shortly after I joined, and I worked there for the first 5 years of my career. So working there gave me the chance to get to know the real estate industry in all its aspects. So not only the limited architectural point of view, and I gained a lot of experiences in project development consulting, as well as real estate valuation and also financing consulting. And the working environment in the consulting business was just great, and the level of experiences was really high. And then when one of my partners I worked for at Ernst & Young Real Estate moved to the management board of Deka Immobilien, I took the opportunity to switch from the consulting to an operational role. And that's how I became the fund-of-fund manager you just mentioned. And working for Deka, which manages almost 400 billion for the German savings banks as their security services provider, was like entering a new world for me, as you can imagine. And there were so many new experiences and personal development opportunities for me. So 5 years after I joined, Deka decided to combine the banking and fund business, leading to the launch of the debt fund platform. And I took responsibility for this product line and, of course, for the team in 2012, as you also mentioned before. And since then, I went through different market and team cycles, and I'm still very much enjoying this role today.
So if you could pick a couple of key points in your career, what would they be? What were the key decisions that helped you progress to where you are today?
I would say starting my career in the real estate consulting business was a key point in my career. I was working there on different projects with different people, and this really broadened my perspective and experience. And my key decisions on my way, I think, were being interested in making new experiences, cultivate a good network, and also listen to my gut instincts. And that means to me, does this feel good to do next? Do I see myself there for the long term? And is this exciting, and will this challenge me also on a professional but also personal level?
Thank you, Jeanette. That was really helpful. I wanted to ask about mentorship and mentorship programs, because as I am a younger lawyer, that's really interesting for me to see what kind of possibilities and ways to progress and maybe get some of that experience that older lawyers have. And I think mentorship or mentor programs are a big part of that. So what was the value of sponsorship or mentorship in your career, and when is the right time to actually ask for getting a mentor or getting that sponsorship, that mentorship, to like find out where to go and how to progress the best you can?
I never consciously sought out a mentor, but I had numerous men and women along the way who were my mentors. So in various situations, I did perceive them as mentors, but I simply sought and found exchange and advice on a professional and sometimes also on a personal level. And that's how I got in contact with the different people to ask them for advice. So it depends on the situation you're in and if you feel like having someone to talk to and see their perspective for your situation. And on my way to become the head of debt fund management at DK Immobilien, I had several male advocates who at the time really had even more confidence in me than I had in myself. And they really kind of pushed me and said, trust yourself, you can do it. We think you're the right person for this position. And of course, I always had to take the next step myself, but it's a lot easier with strong support. So I'm very grateful for that. And in return, I also try, because I got a little older on the way, I try to be a mentor also for my team and as well as colleagues and friends, of course, and also within and outside the working context.
Thank you, Janet. You already mentioned having male mentors. So we are working in an industry that is male dominated. I was wondering if you have faced any particular challenges as a professional and how you've dealt with that. And then also, can you give advice to women professionals on how to thrive, in particular in such a male dominated industry?
Of course, I've also encountered some challenges in my career, but from my point of view, they were not really gender specific. In my opinion, it has more to do with the personal maturity and reflectiveness of a person, whether male or female, and how that person deals with other people. And when I was young, of course, I couldn't see that in such a reflective way. So when I started my career, one of my managers at the time was not fully supportive. So I started to network in other directions within the company and ultimately changed team and locations. And there I experienced much more goodwill and appreciation. So my advice to women, to young women and young professionals would be always keep in mind that you can never change other people. You can always change yourself and you can always work on yourself and you can always change the situation you're in. And do this by reflecting on it and asking yourself, what do I need to do next to improve the situation? And also you can always ask yourself, this is a little bit more difficult, what can I learn from it and what is maybe the hidden benefit of the current challenge? Because there's, almost always a hidden benefit in it. And so if none of that helps, you can, of course, always leave the situation or people that you feel are not good for you.
Okay. And what advice would you give to your younger self? And is there anything that you regret doing or not doing when you were younger?
Yeah, my advice would be perfectionism is an illusion. It keeps you stuck in the mindset, I have to be perfect to be good enough to be accepted and recognized. So this really is the breeding ground for exhaustion, which I have experienced when I was younger. And second, be aware of the difference between the role you play and the person you are. There's a big difference between those two. And you are not the role you fill in, but you're much more than that. And this gives you a healthy distance between what is happening and also avoids you feeling the burden of responsibility of everything. I think that's also maybe a little bit a female thing. And it also helps you stay calm, especially in challenging situations. I'm still working on that. But while our work is really important and we need to give our very best and deliver the highest standards, we also have to keep it in perspective.
Thank you. This was very insightful. If you could give one piece of advice to women professionals in the funds and asset management industry, what would it be?
I would say listen to your gut instincts and follow the path of joy and lightness. If a step or a situation feels heavy and tough and exhausts you, it's most likely not the right way or thing to do. And second would be build up and nurture your network.
So now for the first time in history, there are five generations working side by side, which is quite impressive. How do you think those five generations can work together effectively and also be heard and understood by the employer?
I think tolerance is the key virtue here, real tolerance. tolerance is a big word. And we often tend to judge and condemn the generations before us, but also the ones who come after us, according to our own experience as career starters. And we often want everything to stay exactly as we know it. And we often expect young people to behave exactly the way we had to behave back then in order to be successful. So I think every generation brings its own treasures and challenges to the table. And maybe the trick would be to find the best parts of all generations and create something new and amazing together. And I think with a lot of understanding and curiosity about each other, as well as mutual appreciation, this could be possible.
Thank you so much for the personal insight and for sharing your experience. Now let's turn to a more industry-specific question. What are the key trends that you are seeing in the funds and asset management industry today?
From my point of view, and I think this is everybody knows it, the 2020s are proving to be a transformative decade. So the topics, key trends, sustainability, digitalization, new work, I think that's the three main topics we have to deal with. And the first one, sustainability, is supporting the transformation of the economy, of course, into a climate-friendlier and more resource-efficient economy. And that's an important role for DECA and also other asset managers. And then secondly, asset managers have to rethink traditional approaches and their way of working and providing solutions. So the ongoing technological changes require digital expertise. And this is, you know, AI and blockchain, all these things we all know about. And recognizing these trends early on, and that enables the customers to reap the benefits. And last but not least, new work. All the changes and trends, working from home and hybrid working, are, of course, transforming the way we work together, the way we are. It's changing us as persons as well. And agility and lifelong learning are key. And of course, also being creative and sharing ideas. I think that's the new thing to do. And in my opinion, the fund and asset management industry needs all these three innovations to be ready for the future.
What a great and insightful analysis of the German funds market. Thank you so much, Jeanette, for sharing with us and our listeners. And thank you very much for sharing your personal story with us. I'm sure it will inspire many female professionals both within and outside of the fund industry.
Thank you, Dorothy. It was an absolute pleasure, and I hope you found it useful.
Yes, we certainly did. Thank you, Jeanette. Thank you to our listeners, and look out for new episodes of Women in Funds, which are published on a regular basis. Thank you, and goodbye for now.
Thank you, and goodbye.